The 22nd of December, three games as we finish off week. Could be week 9, could be 8, 10, depends on your format. But we're at the end of the week. We're very close to Christmas. A little bit to talk about. Mo Wagner confirmed out for the season. We'll chat about him and the Magic. This is the Sunday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91 and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are part of the Old Man Squad, as are a lot of other hosts and shows. Go and check them out at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Three games. Should be a quick show, not a ton to talk about today. Let's start with the Mo Wagner news, though. As expected, he is done for the season, torn ACL. I did talk about this on the post-game show. Did I say this was the post-game show on the intro? I feel like I did. Anyway, it's a pre-game show, of course. So with Mo out, I think it really solidifies Goga for the rest of the season. Should have been added anywhere. Everywhere anyway, but even if they decide to go with Wendell Carter as the starter, which hopefully they don't, but if they do, then I think it means that Goga's floor is safe enough that he is probably going to be someone we just roster all season. Based on what we saw yesterday, and obviously that had a lot to do with Jalen Suggs being unavailable as well. Cole Anthony, worth a look. Anthony Black, potentially worth a look as well. Suggs will impact those guys. But just for now, I think we roll with Wendell. We roll with Goga. Isaac, we would like to see him playing a few more minutes. I'm just not sure that they will want to do that. So if you want to grab him and just see what happens, then go ahead. But I'm not convinced they'll push him to beyond 22 minutes consistently. Any indication of a minor injury, they tend to scale him way back. So when he does play 20-plus minutes, he's interesting, but it just doesn't happen often enough for me. Let's have a look at the games very quickly, and let me just bring up injury reports, just in case there's some injury news that comes through while we're doing the show. Okay. So we do have a little bit, which we'll talk about when we get to that game, because it's not this game. Houston at Toronto. For Houston, Tari Eason out again. Beyond him, pretty healthy. Jabari Smith is sort of the beneficiary when Eason's out, because they're more likely to play him 30-plus minutes than under 30. But streaming today, look, because I actually need to stream in a couple of leagues today. I've gone and had a look at waivers, and it's pretty bare. There really isn't much at all on this Houston team. Probably the only guys that would be available are Dylan Brooks is probably your best option if he's available, but I haven't seen him in many leagues. Beyond him, you're looking at guys like Reed Shepard. Aaron Holiday's been playing a little bit. Both are very unappealing. Especially, I don't know, like I know this should be a blowout based on where Toronto are in the standings, where Houston are. I feel like it could be close. Could be close-ish. I don't know. Don't know why. RJ Barrett returns for the Raptors from his illness. So again, looking at streaming here, there's actually some names to consider, but knowing which way they're going to go in terms of that center rotation with Poeltl out does cast a bit of doubt on who we who we grab. Jonathan Mobo started in the last game. It doesn't look like they want to push Kelly Olynyk beyond about 17 minutes at this stage, so very risky. Chris Boucher, I don't know, maybe. I'm not high at all on Chris Boucher. I know he can get hot from time to time, so maybe we want to have a look at him. Igbaji is probably rostered. Obviously, he takes a hit with both Barnes and Barrett available, but as a streaming option today, he is viable, I think. Davion Mitchell is questionable. If he plays, if you need some assists, then you could give him a look. But honestly, even in starters minutes earlier in the season, he was pretty rough. So Jonathan Mobo, if you need some defensive stats, I think he had 10 rebounds in the last game as well. So he might be someone for those sort of stats. The second game, Indiana at Sacramento. So this is where we had a couple of updates. Trey Lyles, Keegan Murray are both playing tonight. Sabonis remains questionable with his back issue. Murray may have been dropped in some leagues. Go and add him. If Sabonis sits here, it's tough to know. Trey Lyles is playing. He usually is the one that benefits when Sabonis doesn't play, but Lyles is coming off a calf injury, so he himself will probably not be forced into a major role here. I think they will want to take it somewhat cautiously. I'd have a look at Isaac Jones here if Sabonis is out. He's sort of been in and out of the rotation, but when Lyles was out, there was a period there where he played 15 to 18 minutes, and I thought he was interesting. He does good stuff when he's on the floor. He looks energetic. So I'd have a look at him in deeper leagues if Sabonis misses time. I like Orlando Robinson as well, but they've got a few, obviously, center options there with Alex Len. So it's tough to know which way to go. For the Pacers, Ben Shepherd questionable. Aaron Nesmith getting closer, but not back yet. Streaming tonight, I would say Nembhard, but he's probably rostered everywhere. Obi Toppin, if he is available, go and give him a look. TJ, he's sort of scaled back a little bit with Shepherd returning. He's down around the 15 to 17 minutes, which is not enough for sustainable value. But for streaming, he's still a very good source of assists and steals. And the last game of the night, they're all bunched tonight too, so very close. I think we've got two 6 p.m. tips and then a 7 p.m. Tip-off as well. So all very early. For the Nuggets, Christian Brown is probable. Westbrook has been playing really well. If he hasn't been added yet, I would go and grab him. I picked up Julian Strouther in a deeper league. I think I just need threes, maybe. I can't remember. But anyway, I picked him up. I'm not expecting much. But if I can get 15 minutes, who knows what the Pelicans are going to turn up with tonight. So it could be a blowout, although the Nuggets haven't been super convincing either. So, Strouther, Peyton Watson, again, 15 minutes. He can get defensive stats. For the Pelicans, Jordan Hawkins is not on the injury report, so we will assume he will play, which cuts into Brandon Boston. I also picked up Boston last night, hoping that Hawkins might pop up on the injury report because it was the second night of a back-to-back. That's not the case. But I'll roll Boston out there for tonight. And again, I need, I think, threes and free throw percentage maybe. So, yeah, if I can get 15, again, maybe if this is a blowout, it helps guys like Hawkins and Brandon Boston. But yeah, Pelicans are a mess, so we really don't know. All the starters should be rostered, so it's really Hawkins and Boston are your only streaming options. Okay, and we have one question, just one. 10-team Ninecat, should I drop Tobias Harris and Kelly Oubre for Wendell and Bobby Portis? Portis, I know Portis is coming off that really big game last night. Where he, what did he have? 30-something and 10, or I don't know. I probably would. I mean, if I had to rank those guys, I think I'd have the two that you have on your team, Tobias Harris and Oubre. I think I'd probably have them as the top two. Wendell, I know I said he's probably an ad. It's more, though, just for the opportunity that he's going to get. I think I'd rather have Harris and Oubre over Wendell and Bobby Portis. Portis, yes, very good, but look what it took for him to get there. They were without their two best players who soak up all of the usage, all of the possessions. Prior to that, Bobby Portis had not been great. So if we got word that Giannis was going to miss time, then yes, but it doesn't seem that way. So I would probably stick with Harris and Oubre, I think. Okay, let me just check injury news before I jump out. There will definitely be a post-game show this afternoon. It will, or this evening, wherever you are, this afternoon for me. As both or all three of the games are early tips, it means I can do a show before afternoon. So, yes, there will definitely be a post-game show. It will be a pretty quick one with only three games. Depending on how my matchups went, will depend on my demeanor. Hopefully, I win a couple at least. But that will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And as I always say, please go and download the episodes. Don't actually have to listen to them. Just download them. Really appreciate that. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.